everyone. On today's talk, we are talking about cholesterol.
Let's dive right into it and start with what cholesterol really is.
Cholesterol is a fat-like substance that is used to make hormones, vitamin D, and helps you digest your food.
Cholesterol is made in your liver, but you can also get cholesterol from animal products.
This can lead to high cholesterol levels.
Adults ideally want to have 200 milligrams per deciliter, but if you have 200 to 239, it's borderline high, and anything over 240 is too high.
This is why we need to lay off the Chick-fil-A. It can give you high cholesterol levels,
which can lead to heart attacks and strokes.
We will continue this exciting talk after this commercial. Welcome back to the Sister Sneed Show.
Now, we have already covered the basics on cholesterol. Now we want to find the next step on LDL cholesterol.
Well, once your liver produces cholesterol, it produces LDL to cover the cholesterol and take it into the cells.
The LDL will then bind to LDL receptors on the cells, and then it can enter the cell.
So this is kind of like the GLUT4 transport proteins in our diabetes unit.
Wow, what a great connection. Mr. Sneed must be doing a wonderful job teaching us.
So why does LDL get a bad reputation?
Because since the LDL is very sticky, it can get stuck inside your arteries. This causes plaque to form, which can harden and clog your artery. This can lead to heart attacks and strokes.
It should be less than 100 milligrams per deciliter, but 130 to 159 is borderline high, and anything above 160 is too high.
Well, what can people do to lower their LDL levels?
They can eat right, like unsaturated fats, exercise, take statins, which is a medication that lowers LDL.
Wow. We will be back after this break. Hi. Welcome back, everyone, to the Trans Fat Addicts Group.
How are y'all doing?
I just want my potato chips.
Well, trans fats increase your LDL levels and decrease your HDL levels, which is not really good.
LDL is used to carry cholesterol to cells and bind to the LDL receptors so the cholesterol can get in, but it is very sticky, which can lead to clogging your arteries and plaque to form.
This is why HDL is made to carry excess LDL back to the liver so it can be used for later.
You don't want your LDL levels to increase HDL levels to decrease, since it might clog your arteries and give you a heart attack or stroke.
This is why you need to stop eating your potato chips, full of trans fats. Welcome back to the Sister Sneed Show!
So this is our final step in our cholesterol story.
Yeah, it is, and it starts with HDL.
Yes, HDL takes extra LDL back to the liver so it can be stored for later. This also can be said to be the good cholesterol since it lowers your LDL levels.
40 to 59 milligrams per deciliter is normal, but it can be higher. Having an HDL under 40 milligrams per deciliter increases your risk at heart disease.
Can you change your levels of HDL?
Yes, you can eat foods that have healthy fats like olive oil and avocados, which have omega-3 fats, which absorb the extra cholesterol. You can also exercise regularly and avoid trans and saturated fats.
Now that we know all about cholesterol, we can talk about a disease about it.
We will talk about it after this commercial. Nobody knows.
on the next episode of Grey's Anatomy. So, Dr. Han, can you help another heart surgeon out with diagnosing a patient?
Yes, Dr. Yang, I would be happy to. What are the symptoms?
She has presented with xanthomas on the hands, elbows, knees, ankles, and around the cornea of her eye. She also has chest pains and signs of coronary artery disease.
She has
familial hypercholesterolemia.
Thanks, Dr. Han.
No, thank HIPAA for patient confidentiality. Welcome back to the Sister Sneed Show.
Unfortunately, there is a genetic disease associated with cholesterol that affects your LDL levels.
This is called
familial hypercholesterolemia.
This is a disease that makes your liver produce too much LDL.
This disease is caused by a genetic mutation specifically found on chromosome 19.
You can usually diagnose this disease with a lipopanel test, which tests your HDL, LDL, total cholesterol, and triglyceride levels. You can also diagnose this disease with cascade screening. This identifies people at risk for
familial hypercholesterolemia.
This disease puts you at risk for early heart attacks, severe heart diseases, and long-term plaque in the artery walls that is called
atherosclerosis.
You can help treat this disease by taking statins, which lower LDL levels, eating soluble fiber, and having a proper diet and exercise. And that's our podcast.
But wait, we have something for one lucky listener.
Oh right, how could I forget about that?
We are giving away Cheerios to one lucky listener.
And that lucky winner is Kevin Sneed!
Congratulations, Kevin. You'll be getting it after your wife bakes us our well-deserved cookies.